This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny.
On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, what a pretty song. Maren Morris and Vince Gill. Dear Hate. F off. All right. It's time for this. Brought to you by Pacific Sails. You can go and see the new Warren Miller movie, Line of Descent, from your friends here at Alice. Just go to RadioAlice.com. There's a little entry form on there, and you'll get a pair of tickets to see this epic installment at the Marin Center in San Rafael on November 18th. And everyone who attends gets a 2-for-1 lift ticket from Squaw Valley Alpine Meadows. So if you're a big ski fan, you like the Warren Miller movies, I bet you Johnny Mosley will probably be over there. You can check that out at RadioAlice.com. Prep for the holidays now at Pacific Sales. Find exceptional savings on appliances and kitchen and bath fixtures. Visit PacificSales.com/sale to see the deals. Jane, in case you haven't heard the news yet, you might want to sit down for this. Ed Sheeran was rushed to the hospital after being knocked off his bike by a car in London. He has broken an arm and hurt the other arm. He posted on Instagram to assure everyone that he was okay, more or less. There's nothing funny about the picture, but it is just sort of like, oh God, when you see somebody with a full cast on one arm and then the other arm in a sling, and he's just looking like, oh, actually, I think he might have even cut his head off. Like, he didn't want you to see how sad he looked in the picture.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, I guess.
He can't clean his butt. That's pretty funny.
That part is funny. I like some of your just throw some toilet paper down and kind of skid your butt along.
Well, I don't know what you do. He's in a situation now.
Yeah. What? There must be something for like people who don't have arms or have, you know, there's got to be some kind of device that you can put in your bathroom that you can.
A bidet.
Oh yeah. Oh right.
Voice
well,
activated.
He's a rich dude. Voice activated bidet.
Or something. Foot pedal.
Yeah, something. Just like a little push that and.
I don't feel like that. I feel like you need a paper scraping across the area to fully be clean.
I don't know, a little high pressure.
Then
water
a little
will do
water.
It. Oh, that's all nice.
A combination of
sure.
The two, but to just run water on it, now you've just got wet, dirty butt.
Just stay there long enough that it's all cleaned off. Water does it. Water is.
Now you've made a real mess.
It does
of
its
yourself.
Work. This is just atrocious. Well, anyway, he wrote, I've had a bit of a bicycle accident. I'm currently waiting on some medical advice, which may affect some of my upcoming shows. Please stay tuned for further news, Ed. And so if you follow him on Instagram, you've probably already seen this. I'm sure Jane does follow him. I just don't know if she's up yet. She might have been at a show last night or something. Who knows?
I am sure she will have the latest info.
I'm sure she will.
When she arrives at work today.
Be gentle with her later this afternoon when she takes over on the Alice. You're going to want to call her with words of support. This is going to be a tough day for little Janie. It looks like he was about to start a tour of Asia, like about a month-long tour. And that's the one that's in peril right now. Like, he'll probably not be able to do that. Although, it depends if he was going to do his one-man show or not. The one-man show seems like it's going to be super difficult now, what with him not being able to play guitar.
He doesn't want to be on stage with
Agreed.
Paul.
I agree. Okay, here we go, everybody. Game of Thrones. Hooman, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Are you sure you're ready?
Yeah.
You didn't look. You didn't check online
no,
what
no,
I was
no,
talking
I didn't
about.
Look. I didn't look at anything, no.
Little Sansa is going to marry Joe Jonas of the Jonas Brothers.
Oh.
I didn't even know they were dating.
Wait, Little Sansa's, is that the redheaded lady?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's really, I like her.
Yeah. Sansa. The one who was married to Peter Dinklage's character, and then later was married again without divorcing the first guy, to Roose Bolton. Not Roose Bolton, she was married to Ramsay Bolton.
It doesn't matter. None of us know who you're talking about.
That's not true. People do know, and I was going to get emails saying, Roos, you're crazy. I was the dad that Ramsey killed. What? Spoiler alert. So Joe Jonas is officially off the market. He's actually had some super hot girlfriends over the years. Do you remember the girl? I can't think of her first name. I think her last name was Green, and she was in the Twilight movies.
Ashley Green.
That chick was hot. Pretty sure he lost his V card to her. She is. She's beautiful. Boy, she's beautiful. So they both posted the same picture, I believe.
I love listening to you perv on girls.
Girls are so cute.
I know.
Love a cute girl. He proposed to her. Name is Sophie Turner in real life, not Sansa. You know what? So
oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sophie
Good to know.
Turner. She and Maisie Williams, who plays her sister Arya in the show. It actually seems like she seems super young to me, Sansa does, because, you know, they basically, you know, put pictures of them having pillow fights up together on Instagram all the time or on Twitter or whatever. They're always hanging out together and having sleepovers. And I guess that's it, Hooman. Little Arya's,
she's off the market.
Yeah, no, Arya's left in the dust because her friend's getting married. Oh. You know how that is. Things get serious with someone.
It's
they
not
ditch
as bad
all
with
friends.
Girls. It's really bad with, well, my experience with dudes, but mm-hmm. Chicks often keep in touch with others.
They still, they want someone to talk to about the upcoming nuptials. So she is
she's
still
young, though.
Because their partner won't.
Yeah, she is young. She's older than I thought she was. When I first saw this, I go, isn't she like 19?
She's 21.
She is 21 years
old.
What's
he, 28?
He's 28, yeah. She's young.
She's 21?
Yeah.
And has agreed to marry?
All right.
Maybe it'll be a long engagement.
Vinny doesn't look convinced. Maybe it will be a long engagement.
Well, I don't. Just because I don't like the idea doesn't mean it's not a good one.
Right.
Look at me.
King of bad decisions.
Yeah, I'm the king of that.
She's young, but is beyond her years and is crazy, crazy mature, says some friend.
All right.
He's never been like this with a girl. Everybody's very, very happy for them, and their family and friends are all thrilled. Everyone loves them together. And it is Instagram official as well. Joe posted a picture of the ring on Sophie's finger with the caption, she said yes. And she posted the same picture and said, I said yes.
Yay.
What kind of shape is that?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't even look at it. It has like side bands that I thought were pretty. What shape is the center stone? That's a lovely ring, Vinny. Are you looking hard at that?
I don't know what shape that is.
Let me see it. Have a look.
But they both have wonderful manicures, that's
they,
for
they sure.
They
sure do.
You can tell their money.
Even his fingers are kind of shiny. It could be heart-shaped, but otherwise it's just like a pear, I guess. It is pretty.
Is there a cheesier diamond than the heart-shaped diamond? I can't think of one.
I don't think that's cheesy.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
What
if someone's out there with a heart-shaped diamond right now and they're all bummed out? It's just, you know, it's the shape of your love.
My heart.
It's the shape of your love.
My heart is shaped like a little love I have for you.
Well, if I'm little Santa, I say, walk your ass back to the store and get me a different shape.
I don't like this shape.
Cheese ball. Gotta rethink the whole thing now.
They have been dating for about a year. I don't feel like I've ever heard anything
like
about this.
I feel like I have.
Oh, yeah?
Heard it before. Mm.
They've been inseparable. Going on super cute dates. And they say people use hashtag relationship goals with them all the time. Like, they're just so perfect together.
Oh. Well, you know those are the ones that fail, right?
Yeah. I guess I really haven't seen him for a while. I didn't realize he was a blonde now.
Oh my God, she looks like Boy George in this picture.
I know, that's so funny.
Did you say it? Did you already
I
say that?
That to myself. Oh, so I was like, that is not the best picture of her.
But you didn't say that, did you?
Oh, I didn't say it out loud.
So we both thought the same exact
that
thing.
That is so. It's actually really funny that you said it because I was like, oh my.
That looks
not
like Boy George.
Picture. Or at least Boy George's sister, but real Boy Georgie. Anyway, congratulations to the happy couple.
Yeah, sure. All right. Good for them.
Yeah, I hope it lasts forever.
Me too.
She's a natural blonde.
Oh, yeah?
She's not a redhead?
I was just doing some research on that.
Huh.
Yeah.
That
surprising.
Bums me out.
Does it? Oh, because you love a ginger.
I love redheads. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know I'm a fan. I also like when I find out that underneath the makeup is a ton of freckles.
Yeah.
I'm into that, too.
Yeah. Anyway. I do like a solid freckle.
Oh, yeah.
It's good. Hustler tycoon Larry Flint.
Is still alive?
Yeah, believe it or not, and has tons of money, apparently.
Oh, I know that.
He is not a fan of President Trump and has offered $10 million for, quote, information leading to the impeachment and removal from office of Donald J. Trump.
He always does this. He puts out these weird,
He's not the only one who's done this. It's like a ransom or whatever. I don't know what they call it. A bounty?
Bounty. From, yeah. That's what the word I was looking
Seems
for.
Seems illegal.
So he doesn't.
Yeah, does.
Like that's, he's still our president.
Yeah, but if anyone's got any dirt and they're hiding it, let's find out about it. So he doesn't want to just sit around and wait for President Trump to impeach himself. He wants to, I mean, $10 million, Jesus, if I had to, I'd be like, all right, I guess I got to do it. He actually, you know, as he posts this whole thing, he took out a full page in the Washington Post. And he lists reasons why Trump should be shown the door. Among them include his decision to fire former FBI Director James Comey, his controversial response and, quote, racial dog whistling following the white nationalist riots in Charlottesville, the risk that he might start a nuclear war with North Korea, and, quote, compromising domestic and foreign policy with his massive conflicts of interest global business empire. And if you want, you can go see the full ad. Go to thewashingtonpost.com and... I guess you could. Plus, it's a news story now, so you can probably see it anywhere. Larry's done this kind of thing with other politicians before. He even talks about them in the ad, and he's not the first to offer money for dirt on Trump. Earlier this year, WikiLeaks offered $100,000 for tapes of the talks between Trump and Comey. Just remember, they were asking him about all that. And Penthouse was willing to pay $1 million for proof of the golden showers at the Russian hotel.
Oh, that's what they wanted, huh?
That's what they wanted. Anybody had any video of that? Harvey Weinstein's empire is crumbling. You know, he's actually supposed to get on a conference call today. I guess that they can, well, they can't fire him from the company because he, if you read some of the clauses that are in there, they knew what he was up to. And if he had to make settlements or if the Weinstein company had to make settlements on his behalf, he had to pay all that back. There were clauses about it that he would... And then pay them back even more. But he's still on the board. I guess they can't get him off of there. And apparently he is going to be on a speakerphone from the rehab facility that he's in Arizona today. And they say they expect him to flip out. And I was thinking to myself, okay, well, if you can't fire the guy and you can't get him off the board, how about everyone quits and just goes and makes a new company? Because I'd be like, this company is worthless at this with... especially if you stay, but just the fact that it's called the Weinstein Company, like at this point, does anyone want to be associated with that? I'd be like, it's all yours. We're going to go off and do the movie company over here. Like, why don't they all just leave?
I don't think it is worthless though. Don't they? They've made countless huge hits. I'm sure like
they have, but in the next couple of years, do you think anybody's going to sign up to do business with them?
Well, but they still have holding contracts that they would have to pay out.
I guess so, probably.
I'm sure it's not as easy as all just walking away from it.
We all missed the board meeting. How was it, Harvey?
I'm surprised they're allowing him to conduct any business.
From the rehab?
The whole point of recovery is to
be isolated and right.
And stop acting like you're the boss of everything.
Right. Well, you know, the problem is people with money get what they want. They get to do whatever the hell they want.
Seems to me. He's addicted to sex is a bunch of BS.
Right. That's not where he belongs. And Colin Jost had the line of the weekend. Emmanuel Macron, who is the new president of France, says, we are revoking his Legion of Honor. I guess this is the highest French Order of Merit that can be bestowed on military or civil acts. And he got the distinction in March of 2012. And they're like, we're taking that back. Forget it.
Did you see that story this morning that Harvey Weinstein paid for Bill Clinton's defense?
I didn't. You were telling me about this.
During the Monica Lewinsky trials?
Of course he did. How hilarious.
Just like,
I got your back, bro.
Man.
Was there a number?
The dollar number, mm-hmm. I didn't get to it. In fact, I actually thought she was going to...
I didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it.
But I just... Of course they did.
Of course he did.
There's also a huge story that says the Clinton Foundation has no plans to return Harvey Weinstein's contributions.
Oh. That doesn't seem right.
They should donate it to Crisis Center.
I think they... she was saying that she's like, I donate huge amounts and that money will be included in that. I'm like, how are you going to separate that out?
He gave them $250,000.
Yeah, I mean, give the money back. I don't know who wouldn't want to wash their hands of any association with this dude. Like, that seems like a no-brainer. Weed.
The doobie weed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's almost legal here. I mean, it is legal for... if you have a medical card, and then recreationally starting in January, apparently. I don't know. It seems crazy, but it's true. Melissa Etheridge. I don't know if she just didn't know it wasn't legal everywhere. But she has been smoking the doobie weed since she was diagnosed with breast cancer a few years ago, and she said that she'd never really done it at all. But then when...
she wasn't a pothead prior to...
Apparently not.
Huh. All right.
So... There's a mugshot from her arrest on the U.S.-Canada border, and she's beaming in the photo. I guess she was arrested back in August. Her tour bus was stopped by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol in North Dakota, so she was coming down from Canada into North Dakota. In late September, she had issued a statement explaining that she uses medical marijuana to fight her cancer pain. It's legal in California, but not in North Dakota. She said, because I'm a musician, people often assume I must indulge in the fast-paced life that often comes with playing on the road. But she saw no appeal in drugs of any kind until her doctors recommended cannabis after her 04 breast cancer diagnosis. She says she never took any drugs.
Well, but that doesn't mean she didn't drink or whatever.
Sure. She said it worked even better than they said it would. And she continues to use the drug to fight sleeplessness and the lasting effects of chemo. But they stopped her at the border and they booked her, Dano.
Chemo has long-term lasting effects, or that's just... I need to defend the reason I'm using pot.
Well, she's saying sleeplessness. I mean, really, you don't have to have much of a reason to get a medical pot card. It's a 5-minute phone conversation. You send a picture of yourself, and they send you back a license.
Well, and chemo, I mean, your whole body hurts.
Sure.
Oh, I know it's awful. Believe me, yeah. I'm not trying to, downplay that. But I think she's better now, right?
Well, she had this diagnosis in 04, so my guess is that within a couple of years, she was on the other side of it. I don't know what the long-term last... I
guess my point is she likes pot. That's all I'm trying to say. Good for her.
And they found it on her bus. And
well, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Did you say they found the oil stuff?
Oh, it doesn't say exactly what they found.
I thought I read a story yesterday. It was some oil vials that she uses for, arthritis and other stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, it does not
say. Although, I guess you could pour it into the vape pens?
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, I'd have never used those things.
But they will, it's no joke coming back from, to get into Canada, because I've gone to Canada a few times, and you drive up to the border, and the Canadians say, oh, what are you coming up here for, eh? And you go, hey, we're going to go whitewater rafting. They go, come on in. It's going home. Mm-hmm. We had a friend whose car got impounded. They were like, we found a pot seed in your car.
Oh.
Like zero tolerance. And you have to go the next day and bail the thing out, and you could be in big trouble. So coming back, I'm sure they went, oh, a tour bus? We'd love to have a look.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Do I have time for this? We talked a little bit last week about this Amazon Studios head, Roy Price.
Yeah, he's got charges brought against him
or something. He does. And he's been suspended indefinitely this past week. He was accused of sexual harassment. And he was about to get married, which I didn't know last week.
To who?
Lila Feinberg.
That over?
Yeah. The wedding is 4 weeks away. And she said, I'm not going to marry you. Feinberg and Price were supposed to get married on November 12th in a lavish ceremony at the Carlisle on Madison Avenue.
She got saved.
Mm-hmm. Multiple sources confirm that she just canceled it. She's an award-winning playwright and TV writer. Roy Price was accused of lewdly propositioning Issa Hackett, producer on Amazon's hit show, who I believe was the one who was saying, not only am I totally not into you, I'm a lesbian, I'm just like, there's zero chance, dude. And she couldn't get him off of her.
The sixth picture when you look up Lila Feinberg is Lila, Roy, and Harvey Weinstein.
Ugh. Issa was a producer on Amazon's hit show, The Man in the High Castle. In fact, she's the daughter of the guy who wrote the novel that The Man in the High Castle is based on. So I guess that's how she got a producer. That's why she's a producer on it. He allegedly approached her at Comic-Con in 2015 saying, you would love my D. Lila is currently, this is the girl who's saying, I'm not marrying you. She's currently in New York and she's called off the wedding. She was due to wear Marquesa at the nuptials. Custom design by...
Hold on.
Oh, ding, ding, shame. By the way, Marquesa's in big trouble now, too. They're saying
everybody's leaving, huh?
Everyone's trying to...
Well, wait, though. Isn't that the wife's?
It is, but apparently he would strong-arm his starlets into wearing Marquesa on there. He helped build the brand, and the whole thing is just tainted. They're actually saying that overseas it might have an easier time, but no one wants to be wearing Marquesa right now.
I'd think you'd want to support the wife since she also, like, she's out now, right?
Right.
I mean, she wasn't standing with the guy as.
This
info comes out.
I was confused by it too, but they say that because he was involved in any way, shape, or form and forced people to wear the Marquesa stuff, that it's.
So am I going to see some Marquesa stuff on sale?
Yeah, apparently. You see, you might be able to get a deal on one of those gorgeous gowns. Just sew somebody else's label into it.
Right.
Who are you wearing? Not Marquesa. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Why do people do stuff? I know it sounds very vague, but I'll tell you after these. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website has a lot of info there, not just, what song's playing or...
Oh, it's like Google for cool people.
Yeah, it's the place to go. And for example, you can get a lot of info about Northern California wildfires.
That's for sure.
The latest is probably there already for you if you're looking for that.
Where to help, and volunteer stuff, and even some of the coverage maps and... It's a lot of info up there.
Yeah, RadioAlice.com. Speaking of, there's rain in the forecast for Northern California, and lighter winds could help firefighters battling the wildfires. They've got much more containment as of Monday morning. They just had, unfortunately, a firefighter die in, actually, they say it was a tanker truck.
Mm-hmm. He was a contract firefighter who was transporting water, and I guess this Oak Grade is, or do I have
Oakville Grade.
Oakville Grade. It's apparently one of the steepest streets in the county. And he lost control.
The tanker was going downhill when it lost control, went down an embankment, and overturned.
It's awful.
So that's the latest there. But PG&E is restoring power as of today. There have been a lot of people allowed to go home. Less evacuations as well, so... Starting to look better. The recovery will be long.
Yep.
Well, you wonder today, what inspires someone to go out? Why do people leave and go do stuff? Is it for the fun?
Yeah, I can't think of one reason.
Or
I guess it must be the fun.
For the photo.
Oh.
Man.
I'm not going to lie. There are times, a lot of times, we all go...
Time.
For 15 minutes, take the picture and get the hell out of there.
Just to make us all think you did a million things.
No, because, the PR person will be like, hey, can you swing by? I said, sure, I'll swing by. But.
So you're helping them promote their event on your personal...
Or on theirs. It doesn't really...
Listen, you're a big get. They can have... Oh, Hooman might show up a little later.
You can only post so many pictures of your tuna fish sandwich, Sarah.
That's true, Vinny.
Eventually, the likes start drying up.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to keep your audience happy, you got to get out there and do some stuff. Adventure a little. A new study out of the University of Georgia found 86% of people say they're motivated to go places to get a social return. Mm. Like?
Click.
It's not clear from the study if people only go on trips because they want social media validation, but it's a factor.
Yeah, it can't be the only reason, but it is sometimes for human, apparently. But I just, I mean, I think my couch is just so comfy. Like, it would take a lot for me to be like, I got to put a picture of that on social media. But I guess kids, who every little bit of their life is documented in that way, would be.
Oh, I have my boy Diego. I follow him on YouTube. He's like 9. He gets on YouTube and does these like, hey, everyone, you know, I'm back. Hi. I'm doing a contest. The last video he put up, he's doing a contest and he's all, I'm giving away some skateboard parts. And I'm like, I think I gave him that skateboard.
Oh, my God.
Diego, what are you doing, dude?
Did you write that in the comments?
No. I just, well, listen, it's okay if I'm going to get the kids, right. You know, site's going to get more. So he's like the first person to, what do you do on a YouTube channel? You
subscribe.
The first subscriber is going to get the stuff. I'm excited for you guys to win this stuff, too. And I'm just like, I'm crushed. I'm all, I'm pretty sure those are the Spitfire wheels I gave him. Dang.
Well, give him some more.
I guess I'm going to have to supply his.
Get him another contest prize.
It's contesting.
That's funny.
But yeah, I think that these kids coming up, this is how they're living.
It's a whole new world. We're on the fringes of it, for sure.
And I actually think, you know, he's a really good kid. He was showing everybody, what was he showing us? Something, he goes, I'm gonna show you guys how to throw knives. And I'm like, oh, this is getting good. Let's see what he does. But he goes, I asked if I could throw knives at the fence and my dad said no, so I'm gonna throw them at the ground.
Does he have actual like, throwing
yeah,
knives?
Yeah, he's throwing knives.
Or are they just like kitchen knives from his mom's
no,
butcher
they
block?
Were like, I don't know what it was he was throwing exactly, but I loved that he, you know, he goes to his dad and Brandon says no, and he's like, I can't do that, but I'll show you guys. So he, you know, did a little how-to into the front lawn.
So does he set up the camera and stand in front of it like it's on a tripod?
He's walking with it most of the time.
So he just holds it out and he's holding one knife and goes, watch this.
Yep.
That's funny.
But I swear, as I was watching
it,
I thought.
He's got his own channel. He's got it going on.
If I were doing this, it's just like what we did all the way coming up. You put a camera on me or a mic on me,
sure.
And I'm doing whatever.
Well, do you remember being a kid and just, I mean, if you had a tape recorder, you had a full afternoon of activity for you, all your brothers and sisters, and you'd
I didn't do that.
Put on a whole show. I wish I still had those tapes. We probably used to tape over them, you know? Tapes.
Oh, you
only had
cassette,
so many,
right?
You only had so many. You had to tape over the top of it so that it would record, you know, put a little piece of tape over the tab.
Anyway, I think I would have thrown the knife at the wall. That's why, or the fence that's
sure.
Against my dad's
asked.
Wishy well. Just... Yeah, I would have been like, "I'm doing a show here, dude."
Yeah, hello.
Duh.
After
your
wall.
Fence, get out of here.
I'm throwing it at the portrait of our family. Let's see if I can hit dad.
A 28-year-old guy in England named Sam Quilliam was fishing off a pier with some friends earlier this month. They say there's an old superstition that says it's good luck to kiss the first fish you catch that day.
Kiss the fish.
Kiss the fish. I've only done a little fishing as a youngster. I didn't really like it too much.
Mm. I guess it would be the kind of
I'm
fish
not into it.
That you caught. I love fishing.
You do?
I grew up on a lake, and so we would fish all the time. You just catch little sunfish and stuff, but it was super fun. We bobber fished mostly.
In this case, it was a 6-inch fish called a Dover sole. I
okay.
eat Dover sole. It's delicious. It's usually a fish you make, you bread it.
Yeah.
Fry it up. It's really good.
Sure, sole.
Anyway, while Sam was holding it to his lips, it slipped out of his hand, shot forward right down his throat.
Oh, no.
So here's a guy who's like, I'm going to kiss my first fish
and
of the day.
It slips through his hand.
Bounced right down his
Did
throat.
Did he choke to death?
He started to choke to death, yep. He couldn't pull it back out because it was too far down, and there's barbs on the dorsal
fin. You can't pull
which
it back
stuck
up.
In his windpipe, so he couldn't breathe, and eventually he went into cardiac arrest. His friends started CPR and called for help, and the paramedics got there a few minutes later. They could only see the tip of the fish's tail, but paramedic Matt Harrison managed to yank it out with forceps.
Oh, they just yanked it.
Well, at that point, the guy's going to die. What are you going to do?
I would cut the base of the throat and pull it out that way.
You would not.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
That's
you
ridiculous.
Would not.
Yeah, I would. Pull it out.
Bleed to death.
Yeah, I'm thinking you'd bleed to death just from pulling it back up. All the barbs from the fins would be stuck in there, and now you're bleeding right into your lungs.
Please, you would.
I would. That's what I would do.
John!
John, bring me the forceps and my scalpel. I got to get this thing
you'd
out of the bottom of my neck.
So precise with that incision.
No doubt. I know.
Ugh.
Anyway,
I feel like I could perform an emergency tracheotomy.
They
though.
Got the fish out and they restarted his heart and he lived.
Oh, that's good.
Doctors don't think he'll have any lasting effects from
amazing.
This
they got it. It's like, who learns the lesson in that case? Like, does that, I mean, he's not going to stop fishing, is he? Well, but maybe he won't kiss the fish
anymore.
Yeah,
the whole idea of kissing the fish, all that right. goes right out the window.
That's not good luck.
Or maybe you have a second thought about it, fishing, and you go, yeah, that fish didn't, like, it was fighting for its life. It right. just wanted to be back in the water where it could breathe.
Right.
Maybe
yeah,
to
no
teach
word on
you
the
a
fish.
Lesson, it decided to show you what it's like not to breathe,
right.
you fat ass.
No.
Not you, the guy.
Yeah.
And that's the fish talking, not, never mind.
It's fine. I'm
a 26-year-old guy and a 28-year-old woman were busted for having sex in a women's bathroom at an Irish pub in Clarksville, Tennessee. Last Saturday. You go there?
Clarksville, Tennessee.
Well, you were in Tennessee recently, right?
I don't believe we went to Clarksville.
You didn't?
No. Right. The last train to Clarksville.
You think that's what we're talking about?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean...
Clarksville, Tennessee?
I just don't know that many Clarksvilles.
Anyway, someone called the cops and an officer told them to get dressed and leave and find a ride home because they were doing it in the women's room. Man, come on.
Come on, you guys.
Get a room. They got dressed and left, but as some of you might know, when you need it, you need it, right? Yeah. So anyway, they drunkenly stumbled into a porta potty in the parking lot.
Oh, God.
Kept doing it. Well, like, oh. I mean, there he is. He's like, look, I'm still good if you're down.
But gross, though.
Well.
Like, is there a bigger turnoff on earth than a porta potty? Like, of all the places I don't want to do it, and there are many, that might be number one.
There are many places you don't want to do it?
Yes.
Oh.
Are there...
For example?
Here.
Oh. Really?
And there's no poo here that I know of. I mean, like a million places. Only a few places I want to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. The cops watch them leave the bar and go to the porta potty. So
gross. They were both just let them. They both get hepatitis, and that'd be the end of it.
They were both arrested for public intoxication and indecent exposure, and taken to jail. Mm. So
gross.
Well, I mean, they could have just let them finish. It's the porta potty outside.
It's still. I think they just have to arrest them for their bad judgment.
All right. I know the feeling when you're like, this is on and this has to happen and right. we're so into each other that we're going for it.
Mm.
You don't remember that?
Just get in the car.
You don't remember that feeling, though?
I remember the feeling, Ben. It's just that, you know, it never drove me to a porta potty.
But
never.
You've done it in a public bathroom. I knew it!
I'm trying to think if I have. I don't
oh,
know if
you
I...
Oh, you
know,
come
I
on.
Probably have.
Please. That
I
tour
really
you
know.
Were on, are you trying to tell me that every... I mean, you did it in an alleyway. You told us that story.
I did it in an alley?
By a trash can.
No, I was standing by a trash can in an alley when I decided I shouldn't do drugs anymore. I don't think I did any dude in there.
I think you did. That's the story. You're mixing your stories all up.
I mean, I've done it outside a few times, but I don't remember that.
Uh-huh.
I made it up, I'm sure.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Or you're just conveniently forgetting.
That could be.
Shame! How about a fast fact?
All right, I'll take a fast fact.
There are only three animals that have sex for pleasure and not just to reproduce. Humans.
Yeah.
Dolphins.
Oh.
And something called bonobos.
Yeah.
Is that
a monkey? What do you know about bonobos?
I don't know. Dave Matthews talks about them in his interviews, so that's the only reason I knew about them.
Oh. You watching a lot of Dave Matthews interviews?
Back in the day, all the time.
So he has a fixation on the bonobo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he always used to talk about them all the time.
You have a fixation on Dave Matthews?
I did, yeah, back in the day when he was hot. Remember when he used to come to the radio station?
Kind of.
I guess your memories aren't that good.
When he was hot?
He means, like a hot
relevant
artist. Yeah. Right? Is that thinking? I'm trying to help
irrelevant,
you out
here. Yeah. You don't need to help me.
Do you think he's
out.
Attractive, though?
Do I think he's attractive? No, I'm not into dudes, but thank you.
Man on.
I thought it was man off.
It's Manon.
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 Manon. Oh, man on.
Man on.
Manon.
Oh.
By the way, that's an opera that Hooman would love to take you to. Go to RadioAlice.com and sign up. It's a little contest.
Man on.
Man on. The opera. You can go to Man On with Hooman.
Sounds good. Our text number is 800-400-369. So, by the way, the Bears won over the weekend. Won in spectacular fashion. Mm. We have a boy at Berkeley.
Yeah.
They beat the top 10 ranked Washington State Cougars.
Amazing.
37-3. Mm. Big time. Right across the bay there in Berkeley.
Does this mean they'll get ranked if they beat one of the top?
I don't know. Also, the Niners and Raiders lost over the weekend. That's a bummer. We had a hard time getting into Canada at the border. They thought we were drug runners. Coming home, the U.S. Border Patrol was cool. Laughing and joking.
Oh, they had a total opposite of experience.
Yeah, I guess. Chemo leaves you with lifelong health issues, says 925. I can imagine there's some issues from your cancer and treatment, but I think my thought was she just likes pot.
Sure.
She just got turned on to something
this is working for
she
me.
Hadn't enjoyed, and all of a sudden she's like, this is fun.
Yeah.
You know, and it hurt. I don't. What is Melissa Etheridge in her 50s?
56.
She's made her money. She's done her tours. Yeah. She's probably like, you know what I like? To spark a doobie and kick back.
Sure. Helps me with my sleeplessness and the lingering effects of my chemo.
510 says, weed is legal to be grown for personal use and recreational use and 1 ounce carry. This has been legal since last November when Prop 64 was voted in.
Oh, so it is legal to a degree.
Retail becomes legal in January.
Well, thank you for clearing that up, Texter. It's a very exciting time in weed lovers' lives.
Harvey's board should be arrested for allowing that behavior to continue.
Well, Harvey should be arrested.
I got stopped on the Canada border and had pepper spray confiscated. They deemed it a weapon.
Oh,
it is a weapon. Huh. Isn't it?
Sure.
Yeah.
You can't fly with it.
But
that's for sure.
Right.
707 says, sorry, Sarah. Heart-shaped diamond equals cheese ball.
Oh, don't poop on people's heart-shaped diamonds.
408 says, it's a pear shape.
Yeah. Do you think it was
Marquee.
A pear shape?
Yeah, I couldn't really tell. I couldn't see the top of it all that well. Do you want to see the picture?
Nah.
All right.
Yeah. I skipped on it like 10 times.
Yeah. We're talking about Sansa and Joe Jonas. They're apparently tying the knot at some point. I mean, they're very young. Mm-hmm. No rush. What's the rush?
Let's wait 10 years. Let's see how this goes.
Sure. See if we're still that into each other. I hope they do too. No rush.
I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.